Tefillah and Berachas Kohanim, Chapter 11, Perek Yud Aleph. Aleph. Kol makom shiyish be'asara mi'yisrael tzarech lahachin leim bayis shekonsu by the tefillah b'chol eis tefillah u'makom zeh nikrad beis haknesses. Whatever the 10 Yidin live, or wherever 10 Yidin live, it's necessary to establish a place for them to congregate for davening at the time of each davening. V'kefem b'nei ha'ir zeh zeh livnis tam beis haknesses v'liknes tam sefer Torah. The inhabitants of the city can be forced, can force each other to construct the shul and to purchase scrolls containing the Torah and Nevi'im. When a shul is being built, it should be built only at the highest point of the city. She cries at the head of the public places. Should be built so that its height exceeds that of the other buildings in the city. Sharak says, Lorabian base a space of the canal to lift up this house of our Hashem. And the entrance to the shul should only be on the east. Sharak says, Bachin with the Amishkan Kedma. And those who camp before the sanctuary of the east, in the heichol, we build the heichol where you put the sefer Torah. But heichol is a baruch that was bound connected to the baris ha'ir. Heichol should be constructed in the direction to which the people pray in the city. So that they will face the heichol when they stand to daven. A platform is placed in the center of the hall so that one who reads the Torah, one who gives sermons, can stand on it so that all the others will hear him. When one positions the teva, which contains the Torah, one should position it in the center of the hall, in the direction of the heichol, and facing the people. Dal ketza ha'am yeshvin mabati knesias. How do people sit in the shul? Haskenim yeshvin pneim klapi am, achirim klapi heichol. The elders sit facing the people with their backs towards the heichol. Chol ha'am yeshvin shuru lefnei shuru, pnei ashuru lachir ashuru shulfara, ashu pnei kol ha'am klapi akadish klapi eskenim klapi ateva. All the people sit row after row, each row facing the back of the row before this. All the people face the sanctuary, the elders, and the teva. When the leaders of the congregation stands to daven, he stands on the ground before the teva, facing the sanctuary like others. Hey, bata ganesis, bata midrashus, negim, and kovid, and mechab, nesin, and marbitz, nesin. Shuls and houses of study should be treated with respect. They should be swept clean and mopped. But they can call yourself a Sfarad or minor Bashinimber, Satsvila, Hadak, Ashoshis, a Batik Nasiris, and Latsiva Kaka Machsalis Kdelisha Valium. And the Jews of Spain, the West, Babylon, and Eretz Yisrael are accustomed to light lamps in the shul, spread mats over the floor to sit on it. But I add the Ishim Bayalak Yisrael. The European communities, they sit on the chairs. Batei Knesiyos of Batei Midrashos ein negim behen kalos reish. You're not allowed to have any lightheadedness in these places. In Tzchayk, v'hitul, v'sicha, v'teila. For example, jest, frivolity, idle conversation, idle talk, etc. V'ein eichlem behen, you don't eat there, v'ein chesem behen, don't drink there, v'ein eisen behen. Do not use it for our benefit. Vein metalim ben, you don't stroll the rain. Nechlasim ben bechama, echal oksham teaksham. You can't go out in the rain. If it's hot, you can't go in to cool off in the rain as well. Chom metalim v'tram lechul d'shus ben madechik. The sages and their students are permitted to eat and drink in the shul because of the difficulty observing the isser would cause them. Zayin vein mechashu v'hem chesbrenis elam kinei chesbrenis shum sekin kupa shal stuck up in nishunin ketzibat. It's forbidden to calculate accounts unless the accounts are connected with the mitzvah, for example, the collection of charity, the redemption of captives, or the like. It must be the man of a hesper shall not maintain shear from hesper the dechak of Eisayir shkolam skaps the boy maglom. Eulogies should not be recited inside them, except the eulogy that involves many of the inhabitants of the city. For example, if there are eulogy of the great sages of the city for which all the people together come together. Hoyle Besek Nestes and the Besek Medrash Nepsochen Laya Seneca Pandrayo Nishikonis Pesach Sevi Yitzu Pesach Shehinag the Karva Derech Shasu the Kodesh Ben El the Rebetzo. If the shul or the Beis Medrash has two entrances, one should not use it for a shortcut. For example, to enter through one entrance and leave through the other entrance to reduce time, unless it's for the Rai Mitzvah. Tas Mishit Shraf the Kanes the Beis HaKnesses the Beis Tirek the Chaberi Kanes Yukra Ma'at Yim Rishuwa Vachakas Yikra Chaberi the Shtik Kanes Bishvil Chafotza Bavad. If a person has to go into shul and call a child or a friend, he should read a pasuk or so, so that he will not have entered a shul for his personal reasons only. But if he doesn't know how to read, then he should ask the child to do it. He should not be successful for a wait a little bit and then go. He's sitting in a shul also, and it's a shul. He says, Asher, Ishri, Secha, happy are those who dwell in their house. He said, Rishi, Nichas, the Ispal, the Nichas, Matali, that's the Pesach. She connected to the car of a Sadar, a person who enters a shul to Daven. The study is permitted to leave by the opposite door to shorten his way. And we're to learn all the corners of his successes, but Machlim and Olim and Dust of Abu Shah and Glam is permitted after a shul holding a staff, wearing his shoes, wearing all the garments, or the dust on his feet. If he needs to spit, he can spit in the shul. But in the season of the Midrash, the Shukar, the Trust, and the Emir, the Shinemar, the Shemesis, the Shechem. Shuls and houses of study that have been destroyed, reign as holy, as can be inferred from the pasuk that says by Shemaisis Migdal Shechem, even though they are destroyed, they remain holy. Afal Yishalom Shem B'Tzajas Nimim Shef Negem Behan Kavim Yishum Kach Negem Mem Before Basim. So you have to honor it, just even if it's destroyed. Chutz Mekibu Vidiv Shem Mechaben Esim Ein Mar Bitzin Esim. Except Mar Bitzin, you don't have to sweep it or mop it. Alu Behan Asam Telush Neisam Anichem Esim Mekimik Tishir Aisal Am Teir Ruchu Yenam. If grass grows in them, it should be pulled out and left there so that it will be seen by the people in the hopes that it will arouse the spirits of rebuilding. One should not tear down a shul in order to build another in its place or another place. You build another, then you stretch. Maybe there'll be an but even if they won't build it. A few priests and the supply, one should build a new wall next to the old one and then tear down the old wall. When there's a supply, if the foundations are not ruined or the walls are not leaning, but if it was destroyed immediately, efforts should be rebuilt to be gone immediately throughout the day and night, less times become difficult and remains destroyed. But from a base medrash, you can't make a shul. Should this be a medrash? Is it serious? There should be a base medrash, Malam B'Kadish, because it's higher, and the din is that Malam B'Kadish, the Malam B'Kadish, they sold an ark. They sold the basic Nessas. They had to purchase an ark with the proceeds. If they collected money to build a shul or a study house, to purchase an ark, a mantle, or in the case, first goal and desire to change the purpose for which all the funds have been originally collected is to relate to change the purpose for which the funds will be used, except for a matter of lesser sanctity, to one of greater sanctity. However, the congregation accomplished the purpose for which they had originally collected the funds and may use the remainder for whatever they desire. The whole thing basic lessons, particularly shalom, honor, shalom, nichol, mitzvahs, frank, and bucks, and swarm. All the components of the shul are considered like the shul itself. The curtain hanging before the ark is considered like the mantle of the Torah scroll. The condition is made concerning them, and the terms of the condition are binding. As well, one short to them, basic lessons, shalik, for the shul kvarnum, which is a village of shalik, so I love to ask me a kvarn of adam, shalik, have a spell, basic lessons, shalik, for the However, basic lessons, shalik, for the shul, that's called, shalik, ilam, nasik, shalik, 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 Our shul in the metropolis, since it was constructed for the sake of all the people in the world, so that anyone who comes to that country can come and pray in it, considered as the property of the entire Jewish people, it can never be sold. The inhabitants of the village will desire to sell their shul in order to build another shul. The money or to buy an ark or Torah scroll with the money may establish as a condition for the sale that the purchaser not use the building for a bathhouse, leather works, or mikvah, or the laundry. At the time of the sale, the seven officials of the community made a condition of their presence. The entire community that the purchaser would be allowed to use the building for the above purchase he may. Seven officials of the community made a condition of the presence of the entire community that after the community accomplished the purpose for which they sold the shul, the remainder of the funds could be used for mundane purposes. Thus, after the money has been used for building another shul, for purchasing an ark or a mantle or a case for the Torah scroll, the remainder may be used for mundane purposes in accordance with the conditions, and may be used for whatever they please. If all the inhabitants of the city and the majority of them accept the authority of a single individual, whatever actions he takes in regards to shul are binding. He may sell the shul, leave it as a gift alone as he sees fit, they establish whatever conditions he desires. Just as it's permitted to sell a shul, it's permitted to give it away as a present. The community not receive any benefit for giving as a gift of not having given it. Cannot be rented or cannot be given as security. Where shul is being torn down so that it can be rebuilt, it's permitted to sell the bricks, timber, so exchange them or give them as a gift. However, it's forbidden to lend them since their sanctity only departs in return for money or benefit, which is equivalent to money. Though the people daven in the city's main street on fast days and on mothers, because too many people gather to fit within the shul, the street does not possess any quality or sanctity, because praying there is only a temporary measure, it's not established as a place of davening. Similarly, buildings and courtyards where people gather to daven do not possess any measure of sanctity, because they were not designated for davening alone. people pray within them as a temporary measure, as a person prays with his home. Hilchos Tefillah and Birkos Kenim, Chapter 12. Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkunam Nishol Shirkir Matir B'Rabim Shabbos U'Bashin B'Chamisha B'Shachos K'tish L'Yishur Shashim L'Yishu Ezeh Ter. Moshe ordained that the Yidden should teach the Torah or read the Torah on the Shabbos Monday and Thursday, so that people will never have 3 days without hearing the Torah. As ordained, the Torah should be read during the Mincha service on the Shabbos because of the shopkeepers. He made a takana that on Mondays and Thursdays, 3 people should read from the Torah, so they shouldn't read, no, they didn't read the last psukim. The 3 percent of the 10 psukim. Those are the days that we read the Torah publicly. First of all, b'Shabbos is u'meidim l'shachadoshim, and b'tenis b'chanukah b'purim, and b'shin b'chamish b'shavuot shavuot shavuot, and after b'davim el b'Shabbos is yom tev b'tishu b'av b'olad. The Torah is read only in Shabbos festivals and tishu b'av. It came b'tenis b'tishu b'chas b'asar anashim g'dilim nechirim. The Torah is never read in public in the presence of fewer than 10 adult free men. And when Kaden Pachas Masar Psukim, there's no fewer than 10 psukim read. Vayidaber Elim and Aminyan, Vayidaber is counted as one of them. Veloy Yu Kaden Pachas Masar Shanashim, no fewer than 3 men should read. Vayimaslim Parashat Pachas Masar Psukim, and beginning the passage from the Torah, one should read at least 3 psukim. Vayimashayar Parashat Pachas Masar Psukim, one should not conclude less than 3 verses from the conclusion of the passage. The Yikra Kedim Pachas Mashiach Psukim, each reader should not read fewer than 3 psukim. Sheshikara Sir Psukim, Shanaim Kedim Shtisha Shtisha Rechad Arbo. 3 people read 10 psukim, 2 read 3 psukim, and 1 4. Obein Shaya Kedim Arbo Rishna Achille Ermtsa is a Rishubach. It's praiseworthy regardless of whether the one who read 4 psukim was first, last, or in the middle. Each one of the readers opens to Sefer Torah and looks at the place from which he is to read. And then person reading the Torah is not allowed to begin reading until the congregation sees it responding Amen. If one made a mistake while reading, even regarding the careful pronunciations of a letter, the reader is forced to repeat the reading until he reads it correctly. One should read not two. If one was reading and lost the ability to speak, you should replace him. You should begin from the place where the one lost the ability to be speaking in and recite the blessing after concluding. The reader is not permitted to begin reading until the person of a greater stature within the community tells them to begin reading. Even the Chazan of the Gavra should not begin reading on their own initiative until the community as a whole, a person of greater stature, begins to read. Chazan reads from the Torah, another person should stand with him while he reads, just as the Chazan stands together with the other reader. Akedi Yishlev, the Dal, Mokim, Mokim, Be'in, Echad, Gein, Achim, Reis, Achim, Esther, Shabashas, Erbal, Akinim. The reader may skip from places like these examples, usually Yikra, Alpe, Shoshadul, Yishlev, and Aksav, Filotiv, Achas. As long as he's not reading it by heart, as he's not allowed to read even one letter by heart. The Yishlev, the Dalek, the Shiashim, Turm, Targum, Pasuk, Should not wait long until then it takes for the transit later to translate one pasuk. Chaskiva she's chalkir the kiz material. Once the Torah starts, also the sapper of filled with ra'alok, he can't speak. I'll call Shem Rishisik Masin Libun the Marshal Kiri. You have to listen. He says that the sense of Ozni Kalam, I'll say that it was Lazis, Mr. Knesses, Ibn Akneses, Mashah Shakiri, the Kiri. You can't really show when the guy, when the Bakir is reading. What to Lazis mean? Ish the Ish, between men, between Aliyahs, you're allowed to Mishu, Ish, between Tom, with Tira Samanase, Mutu Lazis, with Tom, with Tira, Mashah Shakiri, Kiri, with Tira. Person who is constantly involved in learning Torah, a Torah's occupation is permitted to involve himself in Torah study while the Torah is being read. Imais Ezra Nagush Yisham Turgum Tagum Amma Shakir Kir Batidik De Shirvin Inger Atvarim. The time of Ezra was customary that a translator would translate about to the people. Pastors read by the reader of the Torah so that they would understand the subject matter. The reader should read one pasuk alone and remain silent while the translator translates. Readers are permitted to read the translator more than one pasuk at a time. In the reader is not permitted to raise his voice above the translator. In the Targum Rashi, the Targum Achichla Pasuk Gafir is to read a Kira Rashi the Grace Pasuk Achir Achichla Targum Matanu. In a Targum Lishin Lelamid, he can't stand, he can't lean himself with the Kira Lelamid, but the Kira Lelamid is to sit with the Amen Yira. The Targum Tichaksav Ella Alpes to be by heart. In a Kira Rashi the Sayal Targum, Ria cannot help the Targum Shleim, a Targum because of the Tina. As the Megan said, the Targum is written in the Tina. I cut the Targum already. God will cut them to the Targum. God will not cut them. God will. The Targum already cut them, but the cut them to the Targum for God will not respect. Well, yeah, but Targum Shleim, I thought Allah will kill the Bechon Targum. Two people should not serve as translators, so simultaneously, rather one person should read and one should translate. But Lady called me Gresham Targum, but see, not all do we translate. My Struven, you read it, but you don't translate it. We don't translate. The person who reads the Haftarah, he has to read at least some psukim, three psukim, chesed v'keder mashu kar lefanov. And he should not begin reading. He should read again the passages that had been written previously. But the after Rav Shmuel Gal was said there, he should not begin reading the Torah until the scrolls can roll close. Leaves Esther Rechem Pesukim. He should not read fewer than 21 Pesukim. Rav Shalom Yim Pachas Meilul in the Shachal Yisuf. If the concept is completed, if you're a psukim, you need not add more. Mukara sar psukim, a tigum, a tagum, diet, a fila, a shalom, anymore. If you read only 10 psukim, but the Torah is translated, it's sufficient even if the concept is not completed. Lavi echad kara, a fila, shnai, a tigum, a tagum, a yin, a kher. True, you could skip from one to the other. Mim dagum, navi, the navi, alba, navi, a shishnai, master, bavad. You do not skip from navi to navi unless you're shnai, master. Actually, Dalam Siva Sipat Kalas, as long as not skip from the beginning to the end. Kamadal, you should do like the Shiashim of Tagam and two was. Whenever one skips, one should not wait until that he takes the translator to complete the translation. Kerem Navi, you should leave his Laturgman, such a Sukha on Tagam and Tagam, such as Akaza. My Stitch of Sukha, so much pursues like Likla Tagam and Ella Akhad Akhad Bulan. Person reading for the prophets may read three Sukha to the translator at one time. The translator translates one another. If the three psukim are three separate passages, the reader should read them to the translator only at a one time. Master Benavi Mivar the fun of Brachachas, the person who reads a third says one bracha. Bracha Tashem Gavath Shabbat Benavim. And then he says Abra Brachas. Bracha Shena is Chesim Bakel and Aman Chodavadav. Shia Chesim Ba Ben Yishlam. Shtish is Chesim Ba Chavavin Dovin. Gavi is Chesim Ba. Therefore, Kamenkin, how many readers are called to the Torah? B'Shabbos B'Shachar, this is good. Shimon 7, Yom Kippur Mashisha. We don't dim with Hamishan, and Bixam Hem, Al Vesifim Lahem. You don't less, but you can add Rosh Hashanah, Chodesh HaMoed is Kirin Arba, B'Shabbos, Yom Kippur Mechav Shneum, Sheni V'Chamishi Shal, Chol Hashanah, B'Chal 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 Hashanah, The tzibur, a woman, should not read Torah publicly as a token of respect for the community. Cut the head. Now, ideally, Chris, we deal with me, work on the meaning that care. Meyer knows how to read it and is aware of the one who is being blessed should be counted as one of the required numbers. So, I'm after the meaning, shall you clear but to under system, Torah is counted as one of the required numbers. In his tzibur, Baha Kaddish, a mashem, and mafter, either meaning. The leader of the congregation corrupted the Kaddish between the conclusion if there is only one person in the community those that are read from the Torah should be called to the Torah, read the Torah for the platform, return and read again a second, a third time till he completes the number of leaders designated for that time. Chol Kriya Kriya Me'elu Kriya 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 Therefore, even the person the greatest stature of the community can receive the aliyah. In Shem Kain, Elim Yisrael, when there are no priests present, Yisrael is called to the Torah. V'leyal Achru Levi Klal. Levi should not be called up after. In Shem Levi, then Kain Shkur Rish Nechizim Kairu Asper Pamshtir, Mekom Levi goes the second time. Of the Yikra Achru of Kain, Achru Shema, don't call another Pasuk, and Pal Kain Waka Shemim, or Yisham Pasuk, they're going to say the first one's Pasuk, let's take the other Kain Achru. Can Yikra Levi Achru Levi, Shemim, Recha, Mishnim Pasuk. One Levi should not read from another Torah after another Levi, as others said, there is a blemish in the lineage of the first one. Ketzat Sidi Akriya, what is the order when the Torah is read after Davening? Achru Tfilis Kol Yem, Shish B'Tfilis Musa, Achru Shikul 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 And then we carry the chadu and atzibur ba'ilam akim atila ukshkim rachs the shavatidlum kimei and then you say kaddish mispamal tefillas musav yom shiish ben mafter musav nagolim kaddish kreid ushiala mafter after say kaddish before after it of the ish mekim shnagolim kaddish is after achar mafter mincha shul shabbosim that could put them during mincha service the shabbosim kippur achar shin mushtef tzibur tfilo dov the sidayim imre when you say kadosh mitzvah sevetel avil we can be the machzir we imre kadosh mishpal mincha chim betanis kare we mincha and then rachar chim we kadosh mishpal tzvus mincha we yim tev lelogu de kispa mincha chav beiz we yim shein bei musav kishkem et filo shachas imre kadosh mitzvah sevetel avil we can be the machzir we imre kadosh rachar chim we tfilo dov the sidayim kitev shem mechol yev imre kadosh mishpal is darm. Afterwards, he recites Kaddish and the people depart. Ein kenim b'chumashim, but it is mishum kveda tzibur. It's not proper to read from chumashim and shushuls as a token of respect for the community. Again, sevetera b'tzibur neish tirecha tzibur shleya tirecha aleim yesan imdim akshilu sevetera. Torah school should not be rolled from one portion to another portion in the presence of the community because of the difficulty it would cause the people forcing them to remain standing while the Torah school is being rolled. Therefore, if it's necessary to read two separate concepts, the Torah scrolls are taken out. One person should not read one concept from two Torah scrolls. As people said that the first Torah scroll was invalid, therefore they read from the second. When a person rolls a Torah scroll closed, he should roll it from the outside. When he ties it, he should tie it from the inside. They should leave the stitching in the center so it will not rip. Okay, mit sich mit der Acher zu kein beim Melichen ist am Eis. Acher das Schnee in das Rushlas ist at Schütz zu mit der Villa wo ist mir beim machen schon das Stehen ist. Place of the Torah scroll is taken from the shul to another room where this Catholic congregation is not allowed to leave until the Torah scroll is taken. It should accompany it, following it to the place where it's kept. Tefillah and Berachas Kehilim, Chapter 13, Aleph. Haminig HaPashad B'chol Yisrael Shal Mashlim Nesetir B'Shanah Aches. The common custom in Klal Yisrael is to finish the Torah once a year. Asim B'Sham B'Shachar Chagosukos V'Kerim B'Seh the Berachas. We begin the Shabbos after the Sukkot festival, being Bereshis B'Shniyah El Tidus B'Shlishis Be'Emer Shemal Avram and V'Kirim Melchal HaSidah Zeh. We read so on and so forth, Atre Gimel Masatir B'Chag HaSukkos, until we conclude the Tirah Chag HaSukkos. V'Yishma Mishim Rashlam Satir B'Shalish Shanim V'Ein Minit Pashit. Some people finish the Tirah in 3-year cycle. This is not a widely accepted custom. As the people may be social, you can call it your receiver, make a credit for terrorists, or should mission to the kingdom of Shoshana as an instituted practice of having the Eden read curses found in Vayikra before Shavuos, and a mission to the before Shoshana. The medical parsha is your kingdom of the Sinai, and we read the parsha of Manter, the kingdom of terrorists before Manter. Sorry, but made the parsha of the before terrorists. That'll be complete in the year, and this story will be read at the appropriate times. Malcolm Shavaf seeking Shabbos, Rashafas Shalker, and Rahman Chabashin of Hamisha Shabbos. The point that the Torah with the Shabbos morning reading was completed, the reading begun on the Shabbos afternoon on Monday and Thursday on the following Shabbos. Details from Shabbos to Shana Kirin, the Shabbos to the British, the Minchel Kirin, the Lotilus Lech, Sarab Sidon Yisab Hang, the Shang, the Hamishal, the Hamish Shabbos, the Shabbos, the Slim, the Lotilus, the Kirin, 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 the No, we have to the Kain of the Parsha. Rosh Chodeshim on the Shchedesh, Arishin Kedesh Shabzukim from Tzav. Hashini Kedesh Bekedah Pasuk Gimel Shkedesh Shnei Pesukim Shachadish Yishar Parsha Shabzukim. He goes back, so there should be at least three Pesukim. Hashlish Kedesh Shabzukim Shishir Hashini. We have a Shabbos of Rishin Kedesh Rosh Chodeshim. We have a call Rosh Hashanah on the Shabbos. We see Shnei Yisrael Shabbos. Bechad Kain Beisi there. This is Shabbos of Shani Kedesh on Mash of Rosh Chodeshim. After carrying in the Shkedish, Mastin of Ayim in the Shan Rish Kedish Bashadri. Rish Shana, Rish Kedish of Holy Bashavas, Mastin of Hachik on the Dishan. Son and Ashur Shkedish Holy Bashab, Rahim Bashav, Mastin Shavash of Panov, Yon Ahimits, and Mechel Kedish Kala, Ilik, Kashmitir, Pesach, the Rotim, Sam, the Rotim, start with a positive thing and conclude with a positive matter. Abash is the Kedishan at Shreem Rish Ilam, Ashini is Why do we see that these points, because these people are rebuke, because one is that they should motivate the people to repent. Conclusion: the Torah may be read in a shul fewer than 10 people. Yes, the part of the Kedusha of the Torah says they appear to have been recited after Moshe's death. There are different differences permissible for an individual to read them. Claudius Shabbateris Kingdom Ain Mafsikin Ben Ella Echot Kedah Yisin Maskal Parchal Pusim Shufim Masarim Pusim Shafarim. The curses in Teres Kingdom should not be interrupted. Rather, a single person should read them in their entirety. You should begin with the Psukum preceding them and conclude the Psukum following them. Claudius Shemush Nateria and Russell Dipsigman Pesach for Nabu Kaam, Shalipsigman Ella Echot Keras. The curses
may be interrupted if one desires. However, the people have already adopted the custom. I'm not sure from this reading either a single person leaves them in there entirely. The cycle of Torah's reading is interrupted by the festivals of Yom Kippur. On these occasions, we read a passage that concerns the festivals and not on Shabbos. They should read also in Yom of the Yom Tov, Vashem Adeshim Yom Yom B'chol Yomid Yomid. Also, it's on each festivals to ask and explain the subjects pertaining to that Yom Tov. Mayan Kedem would read. What do we read? The Arayis, forbidden relations, or that anyone who has violated one of these sins will remember, become embarrassed, and repent. Third person who reads from the terrorist says the book of Yena as the Haftarah. Pesukos b'shnei yomim tevim, rishonim kinim parshas midim shishin kesef, hayis maftim b'yom rishin hini yim ba'al Hashem, b'yom sheni v'yikol ha'malach ha'shlema. Yom the Barachin Kedek, Kol Abchirim, Amosin, Vayu, Kholi Slema, Macher Kedem. This is a Brachal, Sin, Yom, Rishlema, Vayish, Mishra, Sin, Vayach, Mish, Misha, Sharm, Sacha, Kedem, Karbas, Chal, Ketem, Cholim, Yem, Chal, Shamed, Kirish, Ter, Parshish, Ben, Rashish, Shu, Chal, Shamed, Kirish, Akan, Yem, Ashin, Vilay, Kedem, Vim, Rashishu. Vay, Sidawal, Kedem, Vim, Rashishu, 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 Vim, Vim, on the fourth day, which is the second day of Chol HaMoed, we read, same as pattern has fallen all the other days. B'chol yem b'yem yom tiv mechim b'yem kapurim, v'b'shuv yem yom pesach m'si shnei svarim sharbach b'sharas tiv yom tusva m'sharas. Hershin kreder b'ela an yen yes shaman, rashin kreder b'en karbon eis ha'yem, b'chol mesh ha'pchulim tiv akin yon in karbon shuv m'atrim nabi. B'chol yem We have mentioned above that the common custom is to recite Kaddish after the reader concludes the reading at all times, and then to recite the Haftarah from the prophets. The fast day that I declared by the community because of difficulties like famine, the plague, we read, these are the people who repent and humble their hearts when they hear them. The three Shabbos for Tisha B'Av to read. After Thursday, Shabbos, 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 and Shabbos Tishak, Hatusha Bob Maftin, the Chacham Nachalami. And the question Shabbin Lee is Maftin and the Chamas Shia, Machadish Bob, or Sashana Shabbos from the Shal Yavikim Maftin of Shuvi Yisrael. Shabbos after Tishak Bob read Nachamu, and it's common custom in our seas to read the comforting prophecies of Shia and Laftiris from Tishak Bob until Shoshana. The Shabbos in the Shana Yom Kippur, we read Shuvi Yisrael as Laftira. Or Shredish, other Shalis, or Shabbos, Kreem, Parthishkon, Latin, and Be'er, than the Kain. Kreem, Chol, Rishish, Chredish, other Lis, Pesach, Shabbos, Kreem, where Shabbos, Latin, and Kreem, Shabbos, Silphon, Parthishkon, Rishani, Kreem, as a from Latin, with Katis, Asher, also Malik. Eze, he Shabbos, Nish, Chol, Chol, Bervon, Lis, Pesach, I feel the very Shabbos. Shish, Kreem, Paradam, Latin, and Zarat, the Fom, Eze, he Shabbos, Shalish, Yisum, Lis, Maybe he's Kreem, and Achidish, as a Latin, and Rishan, and Achidish, Shabbos of the week, when the Chiddush Nissen falls, even though it falls on Friday Nusas, Imrish Pam Shtiya, Sagam Shabbos, Shinishnia, Imrish Shnia, the Shishis, thus there will be a time when there's a tenuption between the first of the Shabbos and the second, or between the second and the third, Pam Shtiya, Shtiya, Sagamis, Shinishnia, times will be in two interruptions between the first two and the second two. To the two and three, I will let you choose the same of second. Co-parsha Marba Parsha said, Lechel Kida Issa Pesifer Sheni, Apashkir said there is a Shabbos of Sefer Shit Sedition. Each of these four passages should be read from another Torah scroll after reading the Sedra, or the Shabbos from the scroll that was taken out for a scroll of Shredish. Other, at least, per Shabbos, when you say there is a Shabbos, Bivat of the Tzavah, Kurish, Shabbat of the Tzavah, Vasisakir, Achinshus, Vashvi, a case of a criminal, Mikhitisa, Vasisakir, and why you say there is a Shabbos, Sisa Asma Kirin Shisham Bikisisa Vyakal Shri Khizer, Kerry Receiver Shin Mikitisa, and was his Kirin Khishis. Kof, Gimel Shkidish, other Shkidish per Shabbos, we see Shishis from Tikal 3. Urshin Kirin Bay said that Yamashini Kirin being a Shkidish, a Shisha Kirin Bikisisa. Shkidish Kirin Nisha Shkidish per Shabbos, we see Shishis from Kirin, said that Yam, Isha Yin Isha Khidish, Rishini, Khidishasa, Bishishi. Shkidish, Tavish Khidish per Shabbos, we see Shishis from Urshin Kirin Bay said that Yam, There's no tir about targum, you say this three times.